Freya,
Champagne,
Treva,
and Lynn.
And we're bringing to you...
You.
Yeah.
You.
If you haven't seen it, if you haven't read it, pick it up. Start with the book, move to the movie. The book You was written by Carolyn Kepnes, which I'm probably pronouncing wrong. Apologize. Feel free to let me know how to say it. The series was directed by Greg Berlanti and Sarah Gamble.
Yeah.
I think it was actually developed by them, but I'm not sure that they directed it.
Oh, okay. Developed by them. It's irrelevant. No, I'm just kidding.
Thank you for that clarification, Treva. Point of clarification. Let's go ahead and get on with our conversation about you. What'd you like about the book? Creepy? Cool?
I thought it was pretty... I don't want to sound creepy by thinking that the book was cool, because even though he was a serial killer and everything, you almost want to say, I understand that one.
I mean...
Or, you know, like he's...
He was smart as...
He was really smart.
He was pretty smart.
Yeah.
So he was.
A little F-bomb.
It was creepy.
When I started reading the book, I was confused because he was doing a lot of head talking.
Oh, yeah.
And so I couldn't tell, like, is he talking to someone? And so when it finally came together, I'm like, this joke is crazy.
Correct.
He's saying all of this stuff to itself. So once I had that aha moment, I was like, yeah, this is some crazy mess right here.
It's like you're glued to it. Yeah. What'd you think, Lynn?
So I know Joe is crazy and all, but I kind of felt bad for him because Beck is a hot mess. So dealing with Beck and all of her madness and her friends and her making really dumb decisions, yeah, he's a serial killer and kind of crazy, but at the same time, he was trying to be helpful.
Beck was a little cray-cray herself.
She's a hot mess.
Definitely.
Isn't it so funny? Because you see people that you deal with every day that don't even realize the impact that they're having on other people, and that was her.
Right.
Exactly. Right. She was just twirling in her own mess, not realizing how her, like, tornado of a life was affecting others.
Right.
And what debris lit out from it.
Right. But I you don't deserve to be locked in some kind of box.
No.
Or I definitely agree. I definitely agree.
Does it make me sound crazy? That was kind of a cute love story too, though.
See, he tweeted about this. Penn.
Yes, he did.
Actually, tweeted about this.
And he cussed us out.
That is not okay.
Yes, he did.
It never will be okay. So you were one of those followers on Twitter.
I take it.
There's absolutely nothing cute about it, and it took me a minute to relate to, you know, what he went through as a child and how it kind of brought it up to how he treated others.
So that was his way of not showing affection, but the only person to actually show affection or that they actually cared about his well-being was the bookstore owner.
Mm-hmm.
And what he did was lock him in a cage when he wasn't being obedient.
Mm-hmm.
So that was his way of helping was locking people in cages.
it's like,
what are you doing wrong? Here's a cage.
Well, he had a hard time understanding why it wasn't working.
Correct. It worked for me. Why is that working for others?
Right.
So that's why one of the reasons why I kind of felt like, not bad for Joe, but like he obviously was misdirected as a child.
Right.
So
he thought what
he was doing
was right.
Exactly. Even though all the people that are semi-sane think that it's crazy, he doesn't think it's crazy.
Right.
But it was so crazy to me when I think about how, because we randomly put stuff on Instagram and Facebook and all of this stuff and how everything that he was doing, I'm thinking, oh, wow, somebody would know that about me.
Yes.
Gosh, they would know exactly where I was. And so it really had me thinking about, okay, let me double check how I'm posting things, what I'm tweeting about.
Were you frequent? Like, where you live?
Mm-hmm.
And then the whole thing with her windows open, like...
Yeah, I didn't get that.
On the first floor.
Yeah.
Why are you with no curtains in the window?
She wanted people to see her.
Yeah,
exactly.
Basically.
And, of course, Joe had to handle it.
Yeah.
Joe was basically. Like, oh, you want me to see you?
Yeah, you're doing that for me.
I'm going to watch you.
Right.
Basically. All day.
It took me a minute to... I know it sounds weird, but I almost had an epiphany, like an aha moment, too, by realizing that this book was... literally from the serial killer's perspective.
Right.
You know, so it took me a minute
to
come to that conclusion.
So it's interesting that you say that, because one of the things that frustrated me about the television series, the Netflix series, was that they actually let Beck talk. And so a lot of stuff was shown from her perspective in the series.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of liked seeing everything from Joe's perspective.
Me too.
But in the series, she talked a lot, and it actually showed her having like an opinion about Joe and things of that nature, which put a little bit more focus on her. When I was reading the book, it was kind of like, wow, even though he's saying this stuff and it's as if Beck's talking, it really was just in his mind. Right. But then she turns around in the show and is saying all this other stuff, because I didn't get the impression that she liked him that much in the book. In the book, I just felt like he was just, you know, something to do at that time. But because the show allowed her to show her feelings, it was as if she really did like him until she found out that he was crazy.
She found that hole in the wall.
So it shifted the dynamics of, it shifted that whole one-sided relationship thing.
Right. Yeah. Because you don't see that. I feel like you don't see it from the bad guy's perspective, in a sense, all the time, you know, all the time, usually.
That would have been nice, but I don't think it would have made a great series if it was only one dimensional.
Right, that's true.
But I would have liked it to be, but I don't think it would have been as good of a Netflix series if it was.
See, really? Linear. Because I was thinking about that television show Dexter. I don't know if you ever watched that, but that was all his perspective, and he was crazy too. And they didn't really show a lot of, I mean, everything was from his perspective and why he was doing what he was doing. There was some side stories, but it wasn't about like their opinions of him.
And also, Dexter wasn't really out for young teens or young adults.
Yeah.
And I feel like You was a young adult book.
Yeah,
that was
made
for like that crowd and those readers. So to change it to a Netflix series, they still needed to keep it towards a young adult.
Yeah, that's true.
I can see that.
Because Dexter was a little complex. Right. It was good.
It definitely
I love the show.
Right.
Basically. Exactly.
But that's like the first thing I thought of when I watched it. I was like, oh, this is reminding me a little of Dexter.
When it does. I didn't correlate that until now.
I did, because that was like my favorite show, and I feel like I lost a piece of me when it went away.
Really?
Yeah.
See, now we're going to have to dig into that night right now, but at some point we're going to have to figure out why.
Oh, so, but
that
I
was a psycho for the same reason she likes Aunt Lydia from The Handmaid's Tale.
But I was a psycho for liking Gillian Flynn's dark, like, stuff, but she's not for liking Dexter.
Exactly. When you guys were watching the series and, of course, comparing it to the way that the book was written, didn't you feel like the relationship from the two people, the bookstore owners,
Ethan and Blythe,
their relationship kind of popped out of nowhere on the series to me.
I
didn't get all of that either.
And then, in the book, we saw the buildup. We saw the introduction, and then he's kind of getting frustrated because their relationship is getting stronger, but he's going back and forth with Beck. But in the series, I feel like it was just, I don't know, one episode, all of a sudden they're a couple. And I'm like, well, when did this happen?
They met at that party.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was it.
So I thought it was pretty significant to show his jealousy of their relationship.
Right, that's true.
It was, actually.
To be honest with you, in the book, at one point, I thought Ethan was going to be the next dead man.
Ethan gonna really be down in that cage. He too close for comfort.
Right. But that didn't come across at all to
Ethan
me in the series.
A totally different personality than in the book, though, to me, than versus the movie or versus the series.
The book, he seemed more weird.
Like, he was like, oh my God. Like, he just seemed a little ant and nerdy, I guess. And in the series, he was just dumb, I guess. Sorry. I don't
know. Yeah.
Clueless.
Yes.
What he bought.
In the series,
that bright.
In the series, he does seem a little clueless. But yeah, that was weird.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if I really liked that transition.
And then the little boy being added in. I mean, he wasn't in the book, but the little boy gave Joe like a personable
human side
because he felt for the little boy. But I don't know how that character being added.
You know what is so funny? I was thinking to myself, did I fall asleep in reading or what?
Because the little boy,
where did this come from?
Same. I was just like
the boy and the neighbor and the
beating up the stepdad of the boy.
That was so awkward to me, because you know, you never know. Sometimes when you're reading and you wake up and the book's sitting on your stomach or sitting on the floor, you're like trying to find your way back. I was thinking I had to have skipped a few chapters in order for me to be so lost on this part when I was going through the movie. I mean, I thought it was interesting because you're right. It's made him seem more human and trying to help them. But I mean, he's just crazy. And we just didn't need to go there. I didn't really like that part of it at all.
Right, I agree.
What I did like was Peach.
Yes. Peaches?
It's just Peach.
I think it's Peaches.
But I like her character.
I did too.
I hated her. I liked her. Mm-hmm. I hated her. Mm-hmm. I liked her. And I like how she was obsessed with Beck. Like, she portrayed that very, very well to me.
Yeah.
So, Shay Mitchell, mm-hmm. I applaud you and your psycho best friend antics, but I liked her character.
You know what I think is so funny? That, you know, there are so many relationships that are like that, and people are just clueless. Because, you know, I don't understand how Beck didn't know what was going on.
That's what makes me, like, so...
But there are so many people like that.
Like, she just is so oblivious to everything, and Joe was trying to help her.
He was trying to help her, I understand. You really saying,
oh, the guys.
Really?
I didn't say it was romantic. I just said he was trying to keep that tornado going.
In the beginning, I said I felt like... Okay, although he's a serial killer, I do kind of understand.
When you gotta start with, although he's a serial killer.
That's not a good disclaimer.
Because, okay, so I felt like Peach, she needed to go.
Agreed.
Benji, he needed to go. So I was like, I understand.
Leave Benji alone.
Treated her so bad.
Well, that's okay. She was still with him. Don't be blaming Benji.
True, but he needed to go.
Nah.
And Peach definitely needed to go. She needed a rock upside her head. Like,
no, I love me some Peach now. Because she was good. She was like, oh, really? Oh, really, boo? Because I'm time enough for you. She thought.
Exactly. Talking about casting, I did not picture Karen, you know, Joe's girlfriend. I didn't picture her black. And she was black on the television show.
Two different things.
What?
Okay, so...
Karen was black.
Yes, but that wasn't his ex-girlfriend.
No. It was the girlfriend that he ended up getting when...
After Beck.
To try to make her...
Right.
I thought you were talking about the girlfriend
Ex-girlfriend?
That.
Not her.
Yeah.
His girlfriend.
Right.
Candace was the redhead.
Yes. So, right.
But I didn't picture her being a black woman in the book. No. I didn't think she was black at all.
No, I didn't picture
her. But I saw the series before I read the book, though. So maybe that's why I pictured her.
It could be. Yeah.
That's probably why. Because I'm not at all.
I read the book.
She didn't come across
maybe
as black.
That's why.
Which is not a problem. I like it. But it just wasn't who I thought it was going to be.
Right.
Yeah. No, I think it was a great cast for her. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't what I imagined, and that's when I'm pleasantly surprised. When I don't think of a character that way, but they put someone in there, and I'm
like, "Sound black, right?" In the book, you're right. I mean, she just didn't sound like anything, but I definitely wouldn't have assumed it was a black person. You're right.
Yeah. So I mean, I love
black sound.
What's up?
I was gonna pull that card.
What's that sound like?
Black me.
Thank you.
Like all of us.
Yeah, no.
But she was like, he gonna turn around and do the same thing to you that he did to me. But I was like, okay, Karen.
I didn't like that part.
You didn't?
No, it was a little spiteful.
Why?
Just bow with grace, like you did. You got your flat iron and you rolled out.
True
you
that.
You didn't need to like come up to her house and talk about you to do the same thing. Leave it alone. Let it learn. Beck's a hot mess. It's gonna happen eventually, whether you were there before or not. Just let it happen.
So what's interesting? I'm a little bit more mean than that.
So what's interesting is I kind of feel like they put that in because she was black.
That's what I'm saying. It was extra.
You better don't.
You better not.
Don't.
Really?
I did. I felt like, really? Because that, and again, I was comparing it to the book, like, where did that even come from? I didn't, you know, it didn't matter to me what color she was. But then that little extra, let me go gangsta.
Mm-hmm.
Get up like, in her face and all that. Yeah.
Because what happened on the breakup in the book? She just left and then her brother came.
Her brother's the one that came and it's like, you don't hurt her and da 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 da.
All right.
Which is very realistic with anybody.
Exactly.
But I just don't know why, you know, it was like, let me put on some Vaseline and take my earrings off. I just didn't like that part.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we've done that.
One of the funniest parts in the movie for me is when they were up at Peach's cabin and Beck was in the bath in a tub. And Peach was peeping in on her, and this psycho Joe is peeping in on Peach, peeping in on her.
Y'all are crazy.
That was great.
That was amazing.
That was a good scene. That was a great scene.
I was dying. Like, oh my god, the crazy.
Like, you looking at me? I'm looking at you. You looking at the crazy taking the bath.
Joe got mad. It was like, oh, you just gonna watch my girl? Right. You doing the same thing?
Why are you even there?
Peeing in a jar.
Nasty.
record
scene. That was a great scene. That was brilliant.
And then the ending was a little different, too, for me.
Oh, with the old girlfriend showing up who was supposed to be dead?
Yeah. Well, that was so they can continue to a season two.
Yeah.
Which they, I'm like 99% sure they confirmed season two.
Oh, they did?
99% sure. I could be wrong.
Was still that 1%?
All right, now. So what do you guys think now that we're kind of starting to wrap things up a little bit? Let's talk about the casting.
Okay, so what do you guys think about who they selected to play Joe and Beck?
Loved them.
I loved both of them. Beck, I think her I was looking her up. Her natural hair color is brunette. Like, she looks amazing as a blonde. I guess that. Too. Yeah, I love her as a blonde. But she's very pretty. So yeah, I think they did great on the casting, actually.
Yeah, because you could really see why somebody would become obsessed with her, because
exactly
she was a
why because she had to be blonde
because she's a hot woman.
She's a pretty woman.
And she was just laid back and carefree
spirit.
So
what do you guys think of the book versus this TV series?
So I think I'm gonna give this a half a glass. I liked it, but I just feel like they changed the storyline a little bit, which sort of changed the dynamic of the book for me. So I'm gonna go with a half a glass.
I'm gonna give it a long day's at work. Yeah.
Long day at work?
Yeah, I couldn't get that out. But I like the transition from book to series. Some of the little additives that they put in there, like the little boy, the neighbor and stuff, I wasn't a huge fan of, but I'm okay with it. But all in all, I give it a long day at work.
I agree with you, Lynn. I give it a long day. I was almost like full glass because I really, really enjoyed both. Again, there were a few things that I kind of felt didn't need to be added in there, but it wasn't enough that I hated the series. It was more like I could tell they were trying to either set it up for an extended version of this or to bring Hollywood a little bit more into the book. So I am going to go ahead and give it my long day at work that I had today.
I am actually going to give it a full glass. I actually thought they did a really good job.
Because you love Joe, you psycho.
Yes. She loves Joe and she's obsessed with Beck.
Okay. Pinbag Badgley. My name's Champagne McGee. My number later. Okay, I'm just kidding. So yes, I give this a full glass. I think the book to movie was spot on, even though it had a little bit little differences or whatever, but I really do like both.
Wow, so we had some diverse opinions about this book, but we didn't quite get a full bottle.
What did you give it?
I gave it a half glass.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so this was good. All right, so that wraps up our opinion of You. Didn't get a full bottle, but, you know, maybe the next one will.
Yeah.
So hope you enjoyed this podcast.
Follow us.
Check us out on pretty much any location where you can get a podcast. That would be iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher,
Spotify.
Follow us on Instagram. Comment. We want your comments. We love your comments.
Read, watch, wine.
Bye.
See ya.